right on. All right, so this is the Tur Merabanan, or Chaim, Tefillah Shacharis, Dinei Tzeruf L'Minyan, the laws of Minyan, who forms a Minyan, what requires a Minyan. All right, so the Gemara discusses Dvarim Shebekdusha, things that, literally things that involve holiness, that require Minyan. For example, Kaddish and Kedusha. So the Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Omra Vada Bar Ahava, Minayin She'ein Hayochid Omer Kedusha. How do we know that an individual, a single person, cannot say Kedusha? Shenema V'nigdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. God says that I will be sanctified in the midst of the children of Israel. Kol Dovah She'Bekdusha Lo Yehei Pachos Me'Asara. Any matter that pertains to Kedusha requires no less than 10, a minimum of 10. My mashma, how do we know this? The Tani Rabbonai Achavad Rabchia Bar Abba, it's a Gzeirah Shava. In fact, it's a double Gzeirah Shava. Asya Toch Toch. Ksiv Hocho V'Nigdashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. In Parshas Emor, it says, I'll be sanctified in the midst of the B'nei Yisrael. Toch. Uchsiv Hosom. And there it says, in relation to Korach V'Adoso, Hibadlu mitocho Eido Hazos. Separate yourselves from this Eido. Malahalan Asara Afkan Asara. Just like here it's 10, so too there it's 10. Of course, Korach wasn't 10. He was more. That the phrase from the Gemara is actually in Megillah is left out. And then, so Gemara says, Asya Toch Toch Mi Ad Masai Lo Eido Haro'o Hazos, which is a reference to the Meraglim. So you have the Toch of Inigdashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael, that relates to the Mitoch of Eido in relation to the Adas Korach, but it's not the Adas Korach that serves as the proof, rather it's the Adas HaMeraglim. And by the Meraglim it also says Eido, Ad Masai Lo Eido HaRazo, so that's the 10. I should add, I always like this pshat, I read it, Rav Benjamin Blech, as a thematic understanding of Gezeirah Shavos. It's not just that you have the words are similar, but the themes are similar. And he wrote that the point here is that the minimum amount of people that can effect a change in a nation is going to be 10. Just like they see the Meraglim, the spies, effected a harmful, a negative change in the nation, cost us the fulfillment of our destiny right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too any 10 Jews are able to bring the Shechina down in the midst of a communal prayer, communal act, and that constitutes a minyan. So minyan is going to be the minimum amount of people that can bring about this Kedusha, this explosion of Kedusha, or this emanation of Kedusha in our midst. Hainu, Kiddush Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzarich Liot Betoch B'nei Yisrael. Any Kiddush Hashem has to take place in the midst of the Eido. Now, I'll digress for a moment. It's very interesting. I say he goes through the text here of the Eido from the Korach to the Meraglim. But the Gemara in Brachos that he quotes here, the Gemara right before, quotes Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, Hanichnas leveis haknesses u'motzat tzibur mishem espalim, im yochol lahas v'ligma shalo yegish, shalat tzibur l'modi mispav v'mlav lo al yispalo. If a person comes to shul and the tzibur is davening, if he can catch up to the tzibur at modim, he should daven, Shmon Esrei. If not, he should wait. Rabbi Shuben Levi Amar, im yochol lahaschu v'ligma shalo yashat l'gedusho yispalo. Vimlav al yispal. If he could daven so that he'll be able to say Kedusha with the tzibur, then he should daven. If not, not. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Mar savar yochid omer Kedusha, Mar savar yochid ein yochid omer Kedusha. One says a yochid can say Kedusha, the other says that he can't. Now the Rav explained, and then we have our Gemara. So the Rav explained here the basic machlokas between Rav Huna and Rabbi Shuben Levi. What does it mean Rav Huna says that a Yochid can say Kedusha? Where do we say Yochid can say Kedusha? In fact, the whole point, everyone agrees that Kol Dovah She'Bekdusha Lo Hipachos Masara, that Dovah She'Bekdusha always requires a minion. So he explains that it means a Yochid who's davening with the Tzibur, if a Yochid is davening Shmon Esrei, B'Yechidus, but he's with other people, with a minion, then Rav Huna says he can say the Kedusha on his own. All right. Let's say you walk in late and you start.
At what point?
Right after Mechayim Esim, and then he ends with Hakel HaKadosh.
regardless of where the
regardless of tzibur, we don't pass like this. But regardless of Rav Huna's opinion, so how do we understand Rav Huna's opinion? So Rav Salvejik explained as follows, and I'm quoting now from Rabbi Rachman's work, the Rav's Rav on Brachos. Because Rav Huna holds that kedusha is a kiyum in the tefil of Shmoneh Esrei. It's not just the din of Nikdashti, how we generally understand the davarship kedusha, but it's a kiyum in the tefil of Shmoneh Esrei as well. Since a kiyum in tefillah, so a person who's davening is able to daven. Rabbi Shimon Levi held, no, it's not just a kiyum in tefillah. It's not a kiyum in tefillah kedusha. It's a kiyum in v'nigdashti, and therefore it always requires a minion of 10. That's Rav Huna's shita, and that's how we understand it as well. But the Gemara explains that minay she'ein a yachad omer kedusha, a yachad cannot say kedusha in a normative sense. Even if he is Betzibur, he's going to have to wait for a Tzibur to come. And here the Rambam says, Hilchas Tvila Perichas, Halacha Hei, V'chein lo yechad mevorach bircha shma v'kol shomim v'onim acharav omein elo basara. So too, what the Gemara calls parson ala shma. We discussed this in the past also, that if people are late, they don't have a minute till Baruch Hu, and they're running late, so one person will read all the brachas kriya shema out loud and be motzi others. Parson al shema needs a minion too. Ve'ein omrim kaddish ela basara. Kaddish requires a minion. Ve'ein akonim nosim yideyam ela basara. Birchas konim requires a minion. Shekol asar mi yisrael heimanikram eda. Shenemar ad masayla eda hara hazos. Ve'hoyu asara shareyatsu Yeshua v'cholev. There were 10 meraglim who sinned, excluding Yeshua and Kalev. V'chol dovash kedusha lo yehei ela besoch edom Yisrael shenamar v'nekdashi besoch b'nei Yisrael. So now he explains, he quotes the Rav in the Shir Muzecher Abba Mari, where the Rav explained the Gzeres Shavit. Based to read it inside. Be'etzem Gzeres HaKosov shel v'nekdashi nemra halacha misuyemes. From the Gzeres HaKosov of v'nekdashi, that Kiddush Hashem requires 10, we learn a particular halacha. Ki l'kiddush shmo agadol, bein l'fi pshuto shel mikra adem esiras nefesh shel ki mitzvosov, kishyamot anas rachman l'tzlan. Bein amiras davashe b'kiddusha, ba'in and kol Yisrael. Whether you're going to have the Kiddush Hashem come about through martyrdom, or Kiddush Hashem through dvarim shebikdusha, amira utterances, you still need Kol Yisrael. Perish Besoch B'nai Yisrael, B'mamad Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. It has to be in the company of the congregation. Ein Shmo Miskadish El Shakoluma, Kol Yisrael B'mlo'o Mikdosho, V'rak B'nachus Kulom, B'yachad Yachom Skaim, Kiddush Shmo Yisparach. Now here he takes up this area as well. I hope I could find it. It's a very interesting question. I mean, V'nigdashti Besoch B'nai Yisrael, of course, is a reference to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. I mean, Kiddush Hashem is martyrdom. We are unfortunately too familiar with it to give your life rather than be Mechal Hashem in public. So the Rav says it seems to be such a disparity between the two types of Kiddushi Hashem to which the Pasuk is referring. One is allowing yourself to be killed by enemies of God, and the second is Aniyah L'Davar Shebikdusha, answering Kaddish, answering Kiddusha, all right? I mean, one seems to be Berumo Shel Olam, and the other is Maisim B'chol Yom. So how do we square that circle? One means giving a person's life, and one is something we do every day routinely. And yet they're both sourced in the exact same Pasuk. See, he says, in fact, that it really is the same concept, just in two different contexts. It's really one din of Kiddush Hashem in public, but there are two ways to be Mekadesh Hashem. One is physical, one is through your life, and the other is through giving up your life, and the other is through the dedication of your life. The two concepts are really in the same genre. A person gives up his life, right, like say Daniel was willing to do, and things that reflect the dedication of a person's life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And both are intensely valuable. That brings to mind, you know, in a related context, what Rav Kook said, that the ideal for a Jew is not to die al Kiddush Hashem, but to live al Kiddush Hashem. Once you understand that, then we see how you could fit both concepts of martyrdom and Amiras Kadosh Kedusha, Kriyas HaTorah, etc., in the one framework of V'nikdashti V'soch B'nei Yisrael. What's required, though, is an Eidah. Eidah meaning a congregation, a community, that requires both. And Adas Yisrael, the community of Israel, is always a minimum of 10. We'll get back to this halacha in a little later on. But having a Chalosh Shem Eidah creates this type of a phenomenon. It's a metaphysical phenomenon that now that group is accessible to the source of all Kedusha in a way that individuals cannot be. And it's not the number 10 that's magical, so to speak, that gives this power, but rather it's 10 becoming or symbolizing Klal Yisrael, symbolizing the entire nation.
I'm personally making a Kiddush Hashem.
You mean you're acting honestly?
Right.
Yes, that's the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, Hechi Dami Kiddush Hashem. It's important. Right. Yeah, that's actually a reference not to V'nikdashti B'soch Menei Yisrael in this context, but like the Gemara says there, a reference to V'hafta Eis Hashem Elokecha, She'yehe Shem Shomayim Mis'ahev Al Yodcha. So that what you're talking about as a Kiddush Hashem is really a fulfillment of Avas Hashem, notwithstanding we call it Kiddush Hashem as well. But that's really love of God. To love God means to make sure, do what you can, that others should love God because of you. That's more a kiyum of Avas Hashem than Kiddush Hashem, although we understand a colloquial sense why that would be Kiddush Hashem as well. In any event, Kol Asar Yisrael Nechshuvim Eidah Shleima. Any 10 Jews are considered to be an Eidah Shleima. And that we learn here from these psukim in Ikdashi B'soch B'nei Yisrael and the Gzeira Shavos. Now, Tfilah B'minyan, Chovah Skula, davening with a minyan, is that obligatory or is that just a good thing? Are there certain benefits that accrue to the one who is who joins a minyan to daven? Kefishet Be'er, Yeshram Dvarm She'inam Yicholim Amar L'lo Minyan Shal Asar Anashim Yisrael, as said, certain things that cannot be said unless there are 10 people. What does a Jew lose out on if he davens b'chidus? He has no Kaddish, he has no Kedusha, he has no Baruch Hu, he has no Kriyas HaTorah, well, if he reads the Torah, Avakim of Talmud Torah, but he has no fulfillment of Kriyas HaTorah. Tfilat Shmon Esrei Yicholo Le'emer b'chidut, ach ha'im choval adam shadel k'cho yicholto litpalo b'tzibur shemez harak ma'ala ba'almo. So what do we say? Therefore, for all the good things that come out of tefillah b'tzibur, is it obligatory on a person, or is it simply a virtue? It's a good thing to do, but if a person can't, a person can't. So the Gemara mentions this also in Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Ches Amud Alf. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak L'Rav Nachman, my time Rabbi Yitzchak once said to Rav Nachman, why didn't you come to daven in shul? All right? Don't you find such people annoying when they answer those questions? Yes. But nonetheless, he cared for. Was from his Talmud. Amar le lo yachilna. I couldn't. I was ill. Amar le lichnefe lamar sarva litzle. So why not then gather 10 people in your home and daven? People do that. Amar le, tricha le milsa. It's a tircha. Tircha for me. Could be tircha for them as well to take them away from the tzibur. Velema le ma le shlucha de tzibur, ba'ina de matzle tzibur leite velo de lamar. So why don't you do the third best option, and that is let the shots know, or let's say, here means the gabbai. Let the gabbai know that you're davening at home, and so when the tzibur is davening shmon esrei, they'll tell you, and you can coordinate your time for davening privately with the time that they're davening in shul.
Like we did here.
Like we did here, correct. When did we do that here?
Don't you have that camera up there?
Oh, yeah, similar to that. You mean the internet minion?
Internet.
It's no worse than that, probably better than that, because at least you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha.
I don't know if it's the
I don't know. I always come to shul. Anyone who was listening in or watching, They haven't complained, so maybe it's still working. I don't know. I heard Muncie. I knew someone was. They're out of the area. I know people in the. Someone was in Yellowstone or somewhere, and he wanted to join a minion. So he watched
Yellowstone Park.
Yellowstone Park, right? Yeah. So he watched and listened. Right. That's why you always have to be careful not to speak anything proprietary or Lashon Hara right there, any place, but certainly right down to the microphones, because I tuned in once. You'd be shocked what you get to hear.
Uh-oh.
People don't know. Right? Ozen Shomas. Ozen Shomas.
From Yellowstone was even in the rights amount.
What's that?
From Yellowstone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In other words, the 7:30 minion or the 6:30 minion really are heard, and the person can join in. So Amar Leh, Rav Nachman said, "My kulei hai, why are you bothering me so much?" Amar Leh, Rav Yitzchak said, "Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai, my dechsiv vani tefilasi l'cha Hashem eser atzon, Eimah say eser atzon. When is the most propitious time? B'shah shatzibur mispalim. The time when the tzibur is davening is a propitious time. So if possible, a person can't be in shul, he should try to at least daven at the same time the tzibur is davening." Tani Nami Hachi, it's already Chesam and Alf. Rab Nosson Amir, Minayin Shan Kadosh Baruch Hu Mois B'Tfilas Nishol Ram. How do we know that God never scorns the tefillah of the multitude? Shenemar Heinel Kabir V'lo Yamas. He's a powerful God. V'lo Yamas Uchsiv P'dei B'Shalom Nafshi Mikravli. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Kol Osei P'Torah B'Gimus Chasana Muspalam Atzibur. Person involved in Torah and Gemilas Chesed, and he davens with the community, Beminyan, Ma'alani Olof Kilu Pida Ani, Li Ulavanai, Mibain Umas Olam. God construes it as if he himself, Kivyachol, is redeemed, not just his children. So here the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadi, Yishtado Adam L'spal B'veis HaKnesses HaMatzibur. Person should always try, note the language, person should try to daven b'tzibur. If he's honest and can't come to shul, at least he should try to coordinate the time he davens with the time the tzibur is davening. See, b'nei shurin, you have a lot of options from early to late. Ramav, who adin b'nei adam hadar b'yishuv v'ein la minyan. This certainly applies to people who live where there's no daily minyan. They should daven shachris and arvis at the time where the nearest tzibur is davening. By the way, apropos of some will speak about the Shabbos, you see, the people, there's one shita, a prevalent shita. If a person's in an environment where there's no day or no night, all right, take northern Scandinavia now, summertime. Denmark. So when the Shabbos, or northern Denmark. When does Shabbos end? When does Shabbos start? When's the fast end? When's the fast start? Because always daytime. So one psak is you should try to, you have to link it to the nearest Jewish community, in which case almost always Oslo. Whatever time they daven there, it's a shorter, it's much shorter. They have been 4 or 5 hours of night in the, in, during summertime.
What did you say?
Oslo. Oslo, Norway. But you're doing the same thing. You're connecting yourself to a tzibur. And therefore, once you link yourself to a tzibur, then all the norms of that tzibur will apply to you. So if a person can't coordinate the time of tefillah and he's davening alone, then he should come to shul and daven alone. You see that occasionally as well. I assume that's why people are here. So he notes that you have three, shalosh dargot, you have three levels. One, tefillah b'beit ha-knesset ha-matzibur, davening b'minyan, tzibur. Two, tefillah b'chidu, davening alone, but bizman shetzibur mitpa'alim, at the time that tzibur davens. And three, tefillah b'beit ha-knesset b'sho shetzibur eino mitpa'alil. Tefillah in shul, shul is the mokam tzibur, even if the tzibur itself is not davening there.
So is he part of the tzibur, even though he's at home and davening at the same time as the tzibur?
He's not part of the tzibur. He's linking himself to the tzibur, but the tzibur does not include him. All right. So for the practical difference is, if you take our internet minion, he has a kima tefillah. He answers amen. He answers kaddish or kedusha, but it's not as if he could say kaddish. All right, that he can't do, because there he's not part of the tzibur. That's only people who are under the same roof.
Doesn't the Rambam though reverse the two?
Mean the order?
Gimel.
The order?
In other words, he holds more important that you come daven
Bechidus in Shul in the Makom?
I don't know. I don't know why you say that.
I thought that's why.
It could be listed. I don't know if he gives a preference. I don't know. Could look it up.
When you're in Hovel House, in a separate room, they make an argument that you're not part of the team. You should be all together.
As long as one roof. As long as one roof and you can be seen. If you can be seen, you can see them, then it's considered the same. Ideally, you should be in the same room, but if you can see each other, then it's still considered the same room. Might be different if someone's on the porch, say, and listening it. That might be different. All right. In any event, from Lashon Shulchan Aruch, you know, not the word that he used, Yishtadel. What does Yishtadel mean?
Try.
Try does not sound like a chiyuv. It sounds like a good thing to do. Mashma shezo lo chovo. Umeidach, he continued and said, Vim hu onus. What does onus mean? Onus means he can't. Force majeure. Circumstances beyond his control preclude his involvement in Tfilah B'tzibur. Mashma shehetil pa'lo b'yichidu derak makom onus. So it comes out, according to that, that the het of the daven alone is only in a case of onus. If that's the case, then it's not quite yishtadil. We have to redefine yishtadil because it means there is a chiyuv. When we say onus, you never say onus in a case where something is just pure heter or rishus. Say it better. If something is rishus and he can't do it, I can say he's bonus. He can't do rishus. Well, we only say onus when it's a chiyuv.
Isn't there a halacha Shulchan Aruch that talks about if you're sick or you're not up to pure to being a shul?
Right.
Stay home better.
Yes, well, that's this case. That is the case. V'chem imnenas. That's the case of onus here.
It doesn't say chol.
It's onus. Right. Rav Moshe Feinstein held it was a chiv. Orachaim chelik bei simon chav zayin. Hinei l'spal basor chiv mitzvah al adam v'lorek hidur ma'lu ba'alma. To daven b'minyan, he says, is a chiv. It's an obligation. It's not just a hidur mitzvah. It's not just a virtue. And he proves it from Rashi, who discusses, and the Gemara discusses in Psachim, the chiyuv to try to find a shul if you have to travel up to 4 milin ahead and 1 mil back, which is really the same standard we have for Netilas Yadayim. So Netilas Yadayim is a chova. If the Gemara is teaching us to the extent to which we have to find a tefillah b'tzibur, then it's not just a maila, it's not just yishtadel, and in fact, yishtadel in a simple sense. And Rav Moshe continues that I'm sorry, umizem uvan shadmil michuiv leilach shehu beveso, that up to a mil he's obligated to go to shul even if he's home. Ve'ein l'dayek milashon yishtadel adam l'spal veisa kneses. You shouldn't understand yishtadel to mean it's just a virtue, because it's a chiyuv. What then does yishtadel mean? So he says yishtadel defines the chov itself. In other words, when we say yishtadel, it means the chiyuv applies to a person who has a beis hakneses within 4 mil ahead, or within 1 mil by all accounts. And a mil, we say, is not distance, but today the time it takes to travel that distance. A mil is roughly a kilometer. So if a person has a shul within an 18-minute walk, all right, within 18 minutes, I mean, walking or driving, then it's a chiv to go to Beis HaKnesses. The shtadel is not Lashon Rishus. It's Lashon Chova, but it's defining the parameters of the Chova. Up to the mil or 4 mil, a person has to come to shul. That's Rav Moshe's opinion. You shouldn't be lenient and think that if you're not going, so it's all good. It's not all good. You have to try to go. Aruch HaShulchan said the same thing. Siman Sadi, Sivchav, Hadar bi Yishuv toch mil lemakom shpal masora, chayv lelech bechol yom, boker ve'erv l'spal b'tzibur. A person lives in a community where within a mil is a shul, he has to go morning and night, daven b'tzibur. U'pshita shel yashkim aleich l'bederech l'dvar hashus, mir sheyesha beis haknesses, afi yech kodem or a boker. And certainly a person should not get up early to do something optional, something not required, and not go to shul. Should go to shul if he asked even before or haboker. Aye, it's all very well and good. Aruch HaShulchan was the most practical of the poskei achronim, because he was a rav of a town, not a rosh yeshiva. Vizeshe or Yeshiva too, but mainly Rav of a town. Vizeshe ain't on this harem bazes. How come you see people are not that careful about it? Mishum shano hochem bederach lefarnas aseinu. V'nechshav zel advar mitzvah. Because people have to go to work, earn a living. That itself is a chiyuv. That itself is a mitzvah. Shaharei mitzvah lefarnes ishto v'zaro. It's a mitzvah to support your wife and children. Who would have thought? It's a mitzvah to support your wife and children. Dishtachova lefarnasa. Certainly a wife is obligatory. Uvanav uvnosa v'amr chazal dal zenemar osei tzedakah b'chol eis. And your children as well. It's a different type of chiyuv, but nonetheless, it's a sort of mandatory tzedakah that a person has to do. Yet from the Rambam, he does not use the language of chova, but the Rambam does use the language, very lofty language, of the value of tefillah b'tzibur. Parakhes halocha al hilchos tefillah. Tefillah satzibur nishmas tomid. The tefillah b'tzibur is always heard. Va'afilu hoya b'hem chotim. Even if they're sinners, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'es b'tefillah san shel rab. Like the Gemara said, God does not reject the tefillah of the masses, people davening together. Lefichoch, tzarech adam l'shatef atma tzibur. A person should always join himself with the tzibur. He should not daven alone whenever he can daven with the tzibur. A person should always get up early and come to shul late, meaning shachris and mairiv, because a tefillah is always heard in the Beis HaKnesses. V'chomi sheyesh lo Beis HaKnesses b'iro ve'ein mispal bo matzibur nikra shochein ra. Person has a shul in his community and does not daven for the tzibur, he's called a bad neighbor. Bad neighbor means he likes to go it alone. He does not want to be involved with other people. That's a bad neighbor.
Any shul?
That's a separate kiyum to go to where most people daven, to the larger shul. But even that is mitigated if the large shul is noisy, for example, or the other shul has better balei tefillah. Well, you just like another shul better, you can go there. But certainly, Barovam Hadras Melech is one factor that we weigh. Mashma shachavato shel adam lepavut tzibur kol zman shiyachol. Whenever a person can, then he must. That doesn't come from chiyuv mevanam lamakom, ela mechova chevrati klape tzibur kulo. But it comes from, it's not mevanam lamakom, it's mevanam chavero. No, it's shachen ra. In other words, you can't expect people to sustain the minyan for you, so that it will be there when you need it, and then you're not around when they need it. That you can't have. That's a shachin ra. That's what the Rambam says. Yichi yichud diyuta shel tefillah tzibur berkachi shehi mekabel b'ofan batuach. It's nishmas tamid. It's always heard as opposed to tefillas yachid. Tefillas yachid, you're on your own in terms of your merits. But tefillas tzibur, then your demerits are subsumed by the eternal merits of the tzibur. Okay. Next, ha'im katan mitzarf l'minyan. So who makes up the minyan? The Torah says, the Gemara, d'chol davar shebekdusha kadosh baruch hu kedusha ein omer mosa b'pachos me'asar. You need 10. Ve'elu asar tzach shukulam b'necham v'gadolim she'evu shtei saras. The 2 are, that means the 10 are free people, adults meaning they have reached puberty. That would exclude Bnei Chorin, exclude Avodim, servants, slaves of Avodim Kananim, and Gedolim exclude Ketanim. Alright, now nonetheless, you do see that there are occasions when it's not fully observed. Look at the Gemara in Barachos, stop in Mizayma Beis. Noshim v'Avodim u'Ketanim ein mizamna alav. Women, servants, ketanim, are not part of a zimun. Amar Rabbi Asi, katan amuto barisa mizamnin alav. You have a child in a cradle, he can count as a tenth for birchas amazon. Ayva tanan, noshim bavadim kanam e mizamnin alayam. The Brisa just said we don't count them. Hud amar k'mishu ben Levi, amishu ben Levi, afal pisha amur katan amuto barisa e mizamnin alav. Even though we say that a katan in a cradle, I mean he can't say anything. Nonetheless, he in a cradle that he's not part of the zimun. Avul osin oso sniff la sarah. He could be a sniff. He could be mitzarif. He could be a branch, an attachment to the ten. He's not one of the ten, but somehow he completes the ten. It's not only the katan amutal barisa, amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, tisha ve'eved mitstarfin, nine plus, and eved knani is also mitstarfin. Meisave, masav Rabbi Eliezer shnichas ve'is hakenes lo motz asara, v'shichar avd v'shlimil asara, shichar lo shichar lo. You see a Bryce that contradicts this. Rabbi Eliezer came to Shul, or short once, he freed his Eved Kanani, so he should be part of the ten. Now the Gemara here discusses how could he do that, because we have a din, la'olam bohem ta'avodu. You're not allowed to free an Eved Kanani. That's the Gemara that says mitzvah shiny, but in any event...
Be temporary, just for the minion?
But then he's not an Eved, he's free, he's a regular Jew. He's freed him for the purpose of a minion. So the Gemara says... You needed two, so they just went. He freed one, and they were yotze with one other. Now, according to Shimon Levi, a katan or an eved can be mashlim; they can be mitzaref, nine plus. Now, here you have a number of permutations made famous, especially one that Tosfos will mention and reject, but that other Rishonim adopted, and that is a katan who's holding a chumash in his hand or a sefer Torah. In his hand, so he could make up the tenth of the minyan. The Gemara in Brachos on the Daf Meches Amud Aleph continues that the halacha is not like Rav Shmuel. You really need ten. Ten is ten. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Afal Pidleis Hilchos of Kachol Hani Shmeitza Mi Alach Rav Shmuel Levi. Amar Katan Mamish Osan Osa Snifla Sara. Even though we can reject an Isha or an Eved, we do accept a Katan. We do accept a Katan a Snifla Sara. V'hu Adin Lutfilo the Kat Mitzarev. A cotton can be part of the ten. Part he could be the tenth. V'dika nami deprich alav mas Rabbi Eliezer shel tefila. You see, in fact, it's not just zimun; it's tefila, because that was the case of Rabbi Eliezer and the Eved. Umiotema debreshes rabba kamar alod Rabbi Shimon Levi hado the temple ruchas mazal tefila lo. Vayimar Rabbeinu Tam ein alocha kaim shechalik al gemar shalano. Devar Rabbi Shimon Levi lin tefila nami kamen parach meud Rabbi Elazar demray betefila. So Tosfos says no. He even agreed that applies to a katan as well, and from tefila not just birchas hamazon. No. Well, we never had a need to do it, but there are places that have done it. Ramesh is true about it. You can't rely. Maybe shasat chak. You know, if I hear stories, you know, I don't know neilo. All right, or Kriyas HaMegillah, right? Or the Musaf Rosh Hashanah, they'll count it. But in a general sense, not. Yet the places that do it in order to make sure that there is a minion. In other words, if you have nine plus a katan, and you'll say it's not a minion, the next day you'll have one come, because why will people come? V'yesh mitzarfen katan l'tfila rak shei chumash biyado. Some will only count a katan if he has a chumash in his hand. Just like an Aron HaKodesh is not a gavro, not a person, so too a chumash is not a person. Umiyu, Yushalmi goes on to say that a katan is a sniff, and you see, in fact, that Rabbeinu Tam Pasen, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shev Shalahachshiv Kan Kasila Minyan, but it's the Ri who holds like the Rishalmi that Rabbeinu Tam would not be Noheg like this. Shirak Godol Shevi Shtei Saras Mitzarfa Lo Katan. V'Aftan Rabbeinu Tam Atzul Alnag B'Pol Atzarif Katan Minyan. It says a dispute what Rabbeinu Tam actually did, but what in fact is this whole notion of a Katan as Mitzarif? I mean, the Mechaber is clear. Look at 14 for a second. Simanun hey, Omer Kaddish, Shvein Omer Osa Bepachos Mi Asar Zchorim Bnei Chorim Gedol Shavu Shtei Saros. Mechaber adds one point to the tour to make it even clearer. What does 10 mean? You can't have less than 10. It means Zchorim, males, Bnei Chorim, not Avodim, Gedolim, adults. All right. So then, how does a katan add to this? Look at the rush. Rabbi Paigon said, "Katan ol leminin asara. A katan can count as the ten. V'ir dahainu time damrina dafilu mutal barisa mitzaref. Even that's the whole approach of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that even if he's in the cradle, he can count for zimun. Dechol be'asar shchina shriyim de mevig nikdashi besoch bnei Yisrael." Yalpina the Omer Kedusha Basara. Loshna Gadol, Loshna Ktanim, Karina Be Besoch B'nei Yisrael, Vachi Tisha Gadolim. So now the Rus comes to redefine it. we've got from Asara Gedolim, where if you don't have that, at least you should have 10 Gedolim. And from 10 Gedolim, at least you should have 9 Gedolim, and then a Katan could add onto that. So how do we understand that? So here the Rav also had a beautiful idea that when we speak of a minyan, we're not speaking about a number of 10. It's not the number that's the critical factor. What's the critical factor is the chalosh shem Eidah. How do you create an Eidah? And now we see very well that you take the most glorious case of Inigdashi B'soch B'nei Yisrael. If you have children there, are they considered part of the minyan for Kiddush Hashem? And the answer is yes, because they're part of an Eidah. You might even say that women will be part of that Eidah by the same token. That's the question of whether an Isha can be mitzarefes to the 9. So Rav said, what you need for Dover Shebek Dusha is a Chalosh Shem Eidah, not the number 10 necessarily. Of course, you can't have less than 9 because then you don't have anything. But you need 9, but the plus, the 10th, the finisher, the mashlim, can be someone who was otherwise part of the Eidah. Is a Katan part of an Eidah? Mm-hmm. Yes, the Katan is part of an Eidah. And that's the point that the Rav said we read earlier, that what Vinikdashti does, that it creates a chativa, a unit of Klal Yisrael. That's the minimum unit of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it is it permits one to say a Dover Shebek Dusha. And that's where he says, that's where the Sefer Torah comes in. What's the Sefer Torah? So he writes, the Sefer Torah mitzaref is benes l'chita chativa achasha klal Yisrael. It's the Torah which binds us into one unit. See, even if you would say that a katan in and of himself cannot be part of the minyan, nonetheless, when he's not a katan, but he's representing the Torah, and a katan because he's without sin, if he's holding the Torah, it's really the Torah that makes the chativa, so you have a chalosh shem Eidah, and the chalosh shem Eidah is confirmed through the existence of a sefer Torah.
So the goal point to that sheet,
yes.
You might as well have 2-3 katanim.
Can't. It's only 9 plus. It's only mitzarev. That's snif lasara. It's a sniff. It can't be. Because otherwise it's not. And he proves very interestingly that 10 is not a shear. It's not a shear of 10. Because if you say that, we have a din that you say chazar sashat, kriyas haTorah, if you have 7 who haven't davened. Ruba kakulo, right? He says there's no concept of a shear, something which is a shear that is satisfied through rubo kakulo, majority. Why? Because otherwise, would you say, let's say you have to eat the kazayas matzah, that's the shear. Would you say if you eat rov kazayas yotze? No, because anything that needs a shear, needs a shear. So if you say rubo kakulo by minyan, it's a proof that it's not a shear, it's not a number of 10 that's the key, but it's the creation of an Eidah that's the key. You create the Eidah, so now you have different ways of doing it, and therefore you're able to create a minyan that way. Beis Yosef says in Siman Nun Hey, he quotes the Rosh, Amachavar Shebekulin Einos and Katan Snif Latzar Livachazmal Tefilat Shivash Tesaros and the Mordechai as well. But it's a minority opinion, by the way, that you can have a katan with a chumash. A minority opinion. Rav Moshe says use only b'shas atchak. It's not normative at all. Most of the Rishonim say, like the Machaber said here, 10 is 10. 10 is asar zchorm b'necharm gedolim shevishtei sairos. Shekevan shenechleku gaonei olam ro'oi l'hachem ilchol yirei Hashem shalisayv lo lezim lo l'tfila. You need 10, not 9 plus. Hagos maimini as well. It goes through all the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yon, Akash, Kedush, Baruch Hu, Tzoshe Kulam B'nei Mitzvah. So to the Rashba, Eimet Sarfin, Katan L'Tfil, Akash, Baruch Hu, Ben Shlosh Esrei, Shevi Shtei Saras Gemuros, Shuv Acheres, Rashba as well. He's not Mitzarf until he's a Gadol Mamish, Ulezeh Daiti Nota, Chen Kasa Raiva L'Tfil, Be'inan Gadol Mamish. And see, that's why he added, he's emphatic, Zecharim Gedolim, B'nei Chorim Gedolim. It has to be. That's the Mechaber. Omnam b'siv dalid, hevi b'shem yesh matushita rivash v'doch esvarav. Nonetheless, he does quote the rivash in siv dalid. What's siv dalid? Yesh matirim loma davashe begdusha b'tisha v'tzerif katan she yosemi ben sheish v'delemi mispalin. There's some who permit saying a davashe begdusha if you have 9 adult males plus a katan who's more than older than 6 years old and knows something about tefillah, knows to whom we're davening. Velonir and Devrein l'gadol poskim, but it's not accepted by most of the gadolim, most of the poskim. Vehu adin devi shemitzar from Sotu Eved Kanani and Isha also mitzarefes. Ramah afil aide chumash shebiyado in letzarfo. Even if he's holding a chumash, he's still not considered a tzeruf. Miu yesh nogem lahaka b'shasadchak. Nu, what's a shasadchak? So Mishnah Berurah says here. Uvilavush kasav shelo ro anogin letzarfal fil b'shasadchak. Levush says even shasadchak they would not combine the katan with the nine adult males. Uvizmanenu nogim letzarf katan adechumah shebiyado. In our day, the Chafetz Chaim said the minig is was to be mitzarf. And keep in mind, I mean, the Chafetz Chaim lived in Radom, which is a town, but you had all these little villages where there were places where Jews lived alone. They never had a minig. Even the time of the Gemara, you see that people look at the beginning of Megillah, where they did somersaults to try to get to the market on market day in order to hear Megillah. Because their towns, there was no minyan, there was no balkor, there was nothing. So very often Jews lived in towns, you know, because for business reasons, where no one else lived. The plight, we would say today, of the traveling salesman. Guy's traveling around, and very often he can't find a minyan, unless he finds Chabad, which is in any town, I think, where there are over six Jews. But the fact is, many Chabads across the world do not have a daily minyan, and struggle for Shabbos minyan because they're really in the boondocks. I would tell you this story about the Salt Lake City. I went to daven there Thursday morning. I called up, and a tape said davening is Shachar 7:30. Fine. I got there 7:30 at Chabad of Salt Lake City. Right. No one is there. The place is completely locked. All right. I get in through a side door. I'm standing there, and no one comes. All right. I start davening at 7:40. Rabbi and his son walk in. All right, and in fact, the tape was very clear that there's a minyan every day throughout the summer. Okay, so I finished. I asked him what happened to the minyan. He said, "Yeah, we struggle for minyan during the summer. Shabbos is good." I said, "But the tape said that there's a minyan every day during the summer." He said, "Yeah, they forgot to change the tape." So I said to him, "But it's your voice on the tape. What are you talking about?" And that was the discussion. It was just the three of us. So you see, bismaneinu, we're mekil, so the Jews should be able to daven together. Umiu dafkul shema baruch v'kadosh u'chiyuv. It's to say things that are chiyuv, like baruch and kadosh. He means here kedusha. Avol kadosh achar aleinu lo yomer. Should not say the kadosh after aleinu. V'haber echon machmir shelo latzarf shum kafish pas afil b'shas adchak. At sheyushem lo ha yudgim l'shanim. Many echonim a machmir never to combine. Never to link a katan to the other nine, even b'shas adchak, and that's the Tzur Moshe has, that it's done very, very sparingly, and really only in a case where, but for the joining the katan, the entire tzibur, the whole shul would break up, they would never daven at all in any type of minyan, you just have a community of yechidim. If that's the case, that's a good time to be mekil and be mitzarf the katan. But it's even in our day, certainly our day, it's done very sparingly. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick it up in 2 weeks.